You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for Coastal Psychic Vibe Spiritual School with Kim Dunn.
Kim Dunn.
Search Coastal Psychic Vibe Spiritual School on Facebook.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is Coastal Psychic Vibe Spiritual School
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Hey everyone, welcome to Coastal Psychic Vibe Spiritual School, Series 2, Episode 10, The Power of Crystals, Understanding Their Energy and How They Support Your Spiritual Journey. I'm your host, Kim Dunn, coming all the way from the beautiful Summerland Point, New South Wales, Australia. And today we're exploring one of the most fascinating subjects in the spiritual world, crystals. Whether you've been collecting crystals for years or have never owned one before, I hope today's episode helps you understand why so many people are drawn to them. So, what are crystals? They are naturally occurring minerals that have formed within the earth over thousands and often millions of years. Their beautiful geometric structures are created as minerals slowly cooled and crystallized under specific conditions. Throughout history, many cultures have treasured crystals for their beauty, symbolism, and spiritual significance. Today, many people enjoy using crystals as meaningful reminders during meditation, intentional setting, personal reflection, and even protection. While scientific evidence has not established that crystals possess healing powers, many individuals find them personally significant and spiritually supportive. Crystals are used for many different reasons. I enjoy meditating while holding them because they help create that sense of focus. Others place them around their homes as beautiful reminders of qualities they wish to cultivate, such as peace, courage, and self-love. Many people carry a crystal in their pocket to remind themselves to pause, breathe, and reconnect with their intentions throughout the day. Crystals have been valued by cultures around the world for thousands of years. Ancient Egyptians wore stones such as lapis lazuli, carnelian, in jewelry and ceremonial objects. The ancient Greeks associated certain stones with protection and strength. For many cultures, crystals have been admired not only for their beauty, but also for the meaning that people attach to them. Regardless of our personal beliefs, they do remind us of how humanity's long-standing connection with the natural world. One of the questions I hear most often is, how do I know which one to choose? And some people research their qualities associated with the different crystals, and others just simply choose the one that they feel naturally drawn towards. I believe there's no right and wrong approach. Sometimes the crystal that catches your eye is simply reminding you of the quality you are ready to develop within yourself. Now, I'm going to have a quick look at the top 10 of my most favorite crystals and some practical ways to use them. Let's start with clear quartz, often called the master crystal, traditionally associated with clarity, focus, and amplifying intentions. Rose quartz, known as a stone of love, compassion, self-kindness, and emotional healing. Amethyst, associated with peace, meditation, spiritual reflection, and inner calm. Black obsidian, is traditionally linked with grounding, protection, and honest self-reflection. Hematite is used by many people as a reminder to stay centered and balanced and grounded. Green adventuring is often connected with growth, optimism, and embracing new opportunities. Sodalite is associated with clear thinking, communication, and speaking your truth. Chlorine is linked with courage, calm communication, and emotional balance. Carnelian, traditionally connected with motivation, confidence, creativity, and taking action. And number 10, citrine, is often associated with joy, confidence, gratitude, and that abundant mindset. Many people enjoy placing crystals around their home as meaningful reminders of their intentions. For example, people place the clear quartz in a meditation space, rose quartz beside a bed to remind yourself of self-love, obsidian or hematite near the entryway of your home as symbols of grounding and protection, citrine in a workplace as a reminder of confidence and positivity. So I said before, some people even carry a small crystal in their pocket or wear the crystal jewelry so that each time they see it or touch it, they remember to pause, breathe, and reconnect with their intention. When starting your collection, you don't need dozens of crystals to begin with. Choose one or two that generally resonate with you. Allow your collection just to grow naturally over time. There is no perfect crystal and there's no right or way to begin. Now, let's have a look at the ways you can cleanse your crystals. Many people enjoy cleansing their crystals as a symbolic way of resetting their intentions, reconnecting with their spiritual practice. While these methods are meaningful to many, they are spiritual traditions rather than scientifically established ways of changing a crystal's properties. And some popular ways of cleansing is moonlight. So leave your crystals out on a windowsill or outside overnight during a full moon. Smoke, you can gently pass your crystals through incense, sage, or other ceremonial smoke. Sound, using singing bowls, bells, or chimes. White light visualization, imagine a brilliant white light surrounding the crystal. And there's running water, but only for crystals that are water safe, though. Stones such as selenite, palinite, calcite, and malachite should not be placed in water. Earth. Some people even place their crystals on the ground or in soil for short times as a symbolic reconnection with nature. After cleansing, many people like to hold their crystal and take a few slow breaths and set a heartfelt intention. For example, I welcome love into my life. I invite more peace into my life. I choose courage or clear communication, or I welcome clarity. There's so many different ones you could choose. The crystal becomes a general reminder that the intention each time you set or hold it. You don't need an expensive collection to benefit from working with crystals. And there is no perfect crystal and no perfect way to use them. Their greatest value often lies in the way they encourage mindfulness, reflection, and intentional living. Perhaps the greatest gift of a crystal isn't found within the stone itself. Perhaps it's just the greatest gift and a gentle reminder to slow down, breathe deeply, and reconnect with the wisdom already living within inside your own heart. May every crystal remind you to breathe, pause, and trust your journey. Until next time, trust your intuition. Enter into your heart, walk gently with spirit, and remember that the qualities you seek are already growing within inside you. All of this and a whole lot more is available in my 12-week Awaken and Anchor program. If you'd like to go for my website, www.coastalpsychicvibes.com, or my Facebook page, Coastal Psychic Vibes Spiritual School. All righty. Let's see who our beautiful first callers are today. We got Jean.
Hello, how are you?
I'm really well, Jean. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. Thank you.
Awesome. You've had a great day.
I have, yeah.
Can you just ask for a general read tonight?
Sure, okay. That'd be great.
Sure, I'll just see whatever comes up for you.
Okay.
Let's have a bit of a shuffle. Oh. All right. A couple popping out now. The end of challenging times. Things are looking up. A welcome relief. Is there something that you've been through some challenging times?
Maybe.
Okay. The end of depression or an illness, travel or relocation. Are you planning on any travel or relocating?
You said, have I done any of that?
Yeah.
No, I haven't. I haven't done any traveling, no. But I may
have you thought about it though?
In the future. Yeah, I thought about relocation. I'm just not sure when, if, or how.
Okay.
I will.
Right. Well, I definitely feel like that's definitely a message that could be coming there for you. They're saying that you need to listen to your intuition more. Do you feel that you listen to your intuition?
I definitely do a whole lot. Yeah, I'm guided by intuition every day.
Okay, yeah, excellent. So yeah, saying listen to your intuition and pay attention to the signs from the divine. What's happening with work at the moment? I've got an amazing opportunity come up for you. I feel it could be a work thing.
Okay.
Yeah, there's an excellent opportunity presents itself. Happy news about your career. What kind of job are you doing?
Real estate.
Okay. Yeah, there's definitely something coming through for you for work. There's a step up for you. Unnecessary worry. Let go of your fears, though. Okay. The Queen of Earth popped out for you. This is you. Generous, practical, gracious. Ability to make anything more beautiful. A love of home and family. A love of art, and they say that you take a sensible approach to everything. The next card that's popped out is the Two of Air. Follow your heart right rather than trying to make others happy. And stop overanalyzing the situations. Do you feel like you overanalyze a lot or a procrastinator?
I think I do pretty good at going with the flow and trusting that things will work out. They always seem to work out, especially lately.
Okay. Yeah, that's awesome. Okay, let's see what else pops out for you. You find yourself quite spiritual as well?
Yes, ma'am, I am.
Excellent. Are you meditating at the moment?
I do, yeah.
Because the hermit's popped out and it says time spent in peaceful meditation. It's also saying you're doing a lot of self-discovery. It's also saying seek out a spiritual mentor. So if there's someone in your community or there's a women's circle or just for you to develop your spirituality a little bit more, I feel like that would really benefit you.
Okay.
Are you speaking to your spirit team every day when you're meditating?
I do. Mm-hmm. I'm really good at that.
Yeah, I feel like they're very much around you. All right. Are you with somebody? Have you got a partner at the moment?
No, ma'am.
Hey, I've got this beautiful card come in. A romantic encounter. Stitches regarding relationships. New emotional experiences. Social invitations. So don't be surprised if you do happen to meet somebody coming up in the next couple of months. I really feel like there's definitely someone around you that wants to come in.
Okay, I'm definitely open to it.
Yeah, great. It's also saying heightened psychic abilities. So are you reading cards at all for other people? Have you got your own tarot cards?
Yeah, I do channel messages a lot for people.
Excellent.
Yeah, I do that a whole lot.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. Yep, perfect. Excellent. So the six of fives popped out. Victory. Promotions. This is the work thing. Something good coming up for work for you. Because the Empress has popped out as well. Give birth to your dreams. Creative projects will be very successful. Abundance and prosperity is coming. Are you using the 8-8 lines gate to your favor at the moment?
What was that?
The tomorrow, the or the 8th of August, the Lions Gate portal.
Oh, yeah. I've been doing a lot of affirmations at night, like way more than I usually do for the Lions Gate. Yeah, and I even had a dream of someone telling me about the Lions Gate. I didn't even know it was here.
Okay, awesome. Yeah, no, your team's acknowledging that. And use that to your advantage. It's a thing, and yeah, I would be crazy not to use it to our advantage. I'm glad that you are. Okay, the Two of Water. Oh, here he is, falling in love, romantic relationship. Okay, so there's definitely somebody coming in for you. I feel like he's done a lot of work on himself. Like to meet you energetically, I feel like you're quite in it. The Lover's cards just popped out too. Embrace true love. Make choices from the heart. Then right after it, the Wheels popped out. A fresh new start. End of delays. Sudden progress. A very positive change in your life. The travel cards popped out there too. So whether the travel comes when he arrives, there's definitely someone coming in strong for you. But I feel like he's done a lot of work on himself. I feel like you've done a lot of work on yourself too. He's got to be quite spiritual as well. Maybe not as spiritual as yourself, but I feel like he could be, he's going to be quite spiritual and meet you at a really nice energetic level, if that makes sense.
Thank you.
The Six of Earths popped out, and I'm just going to double check the message, won't be sick. The message is paying off a debt. I'm not sure if that's a car or a home or a credit card even, but, yeah, your spirit team are acknowledging that you're about to pay it off or you've paid something off just recently.
Well, I don't have any credit cards, but I do have a car and a house payment, and I've been trying to manifest money. So maybe I'll get some money to pay off my car, house. So that could be it.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, because the abundance and prosperity is there for you. Use this Lions Gate, absolutely. The Empress brought in the abundance and prosperity. So, don't be surprised if you see yourself paying off that debt in the next coming months.
Mm-hmm.
The need for balance in life. I think we all need that. Don't be afraid to let other people help you as well on your journey. I feel like you can be very independent and want to do a lot yourself, but don't be afraid to ask others for help when you need it.
Okay.
Now the Ten of Earth has popped out as well. Financial security for yourself. Peace and contentment in life. See if we can finish this off for you. But I think your biggest thing in here is someone coming in for you and that promotion at work. There's definitely something nice coming for work for you, a new opportunity. How long have you been in your current position for?
Well, I had my real estate license, but I haven't used it until now, and I'm kind of stuck because I don't know which way to go. I tried cold calling, and it gave me too much anxiety, people hanging up on me, stuff like that. I just trying to figure out which direction to go. And then I have been like wanting a romantic partner. I just haven't been like putting pressure on it. I figure when it happens. So thank you for that as well.
Good idea. Yeah, personal growth that comes from challenges. Plan carefully before taking action, but then get going. Mm-hmm. Guardian angel, someone who watches over you. That's your team. And very much around you, very connected to your team, which is beautiful. And the last card that's come down is make choices to support your path to happiness. And I think that's just with the law of attraction and what you're doing at the moment. I really feel that you're taking all the necessary steps in the right directions and just allowing those things to come through for you.
Thank you. I think there's a delay. Can you real quick, how would I best use the Lionsgate portal? Because when I had a dream about it, I looked it up and I'm like, oh, this is a real thing.
Sure. Yep. Affirmations. Affirmations. Keep that positive mindset and focusing on those things that you want to bring into your life, the man, the money, and whatever. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Okay.
Let's see what else. So with the real estate thing, so let's see if we can get some messages about that for you while I've got you. So you just don't know which way to go. Is that right?
Right, I feel a blockage because I don't want to do like a traditional cold calling. I'm tired of getting cursed out.
Yep. Let's just see what spirit needs to say. Oh, here we go. Okay, the fix of water. Just to see if I can pinpoint a message for you. Okay, are you thinking, would you like to have children or are you in a position where you've still got time to have children?
I have a 12-year-old son, but I wouldn't mind having a daughter.
Yeah. Okay, let's see. I think that's going to be highly possible because I really don't believe this guy's coming in has any children at all. So I think he'd be keen to have at least one.
Okay.
Okay, recognition for the highest quality of work, especially in creative endeavors, being paid well for your craft, excellent reputation. It's definitely something that going forward that the universe will, will encourage you to take those steps to keep going towards. Because you will get the recognition and you will be paid well.
Okay.
What else have we got for you? Okay, the Knight of Earth. Okay, this is the guy that's coming in. Loyal, dedicated, protective. They're waiting for perfect timing. Feel like he's still just got a little bit more work to do before he comes in for you. But don't be afraid to have a chat to your spirit team as well about him. Is it your dad that's passed?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I've got a very strong male, has been sitting with us for the last couple of minutes, and I have definitely. Do you talk to him?
You know what? Not often. I do in and out.
Okay, yeah. He's saying, don't forget to have a chat with me every now and again. I really feel like you can ask him to move. Our spirit team want to help us in any and every way that they can, but unless we, ask them to, they can't intervene in our lives. So ask him for guidance. Ask him to show you signs and messages. I really feel like he's the one that's bringing this guy in for you, if that makes sense.
Okay.
Yeah. The card that popped out that made me think of him was, it says, great sadness that will heal with time. So I feel like he's very much around you, and that that grief is still, you carry a lot with you. Mm. All right, we've just had some beautiful cards pop out as we finish up. It's saying look for hidden blessings, and I feel like that's with Dad. Okay.
Okay.
I've just had four major arcanias come out one after the other for you. Hello, let's have a look. Transformation, significant life experience that requires change to be made. Powerful and often unexpected revelations. Releasing old belief systems. The awakening, an awakening where you see things in a whole new light. Embrace your own unique. The High Priestess, meditate and turn inward to discover your soul's true desire. Develop your intuitive gifts and trust the wisdom you receive. And that's going back to that women's circle. I really feel like you should be developing your skills. I see you as a medium. I see you reading people. Like it's, but you've got to trust that intuition and trust that the wisdom that comes through. And the last card that's popped out for you is the sun, a time of great joy and success. Brilliant epiphanies that lead to magical opportunities, plans that work out perfectly, and gratitude to the divine. So lots of beautiful things coming forward for you over the next 6 months and even into early next year. But I really feel like this guy is going to be coming over, and I'm feeling like the end of September, early October. And I feel like the work opportunity is probably going to come in maybe a little bit before that even. So thank you so much for calling in tonight. I really appreciate your time. And, all the best. What a great reading for you. Thank you for calling in tonight.
And I appreciate you as well. 100% everything resonated. Thank you so much.
You're so very welcome. All the very best for you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Tomorrow's the 8th of August. Lions Gate Portal has been open for a couple of days and will extend into next week as well. Use it to your advantage. We've got the eclipse coming up next week on the 12th as well. Use it to your advantage, people. It's there for you. And have a great week, everyone, and thanks for joining Coastal Psychic Vibes Spiritual School.